I gotta send big prayers out to everybody that was affected by the Baltimore Bridge collapse. The Skykey Francis Bridge was struck by a freighter boat. And they say that like the power went out in the boat or whatever. Or there was some issues with the engine and shit. And they ran into like a structure, you know what I'm saying? Like, and it forced everything to collapse. Like, I heard that like two bodies was just found in a truck maybe a couple of hours ago, like the last two of the construction workers.
Whoa.
Was found in the truck, yeah. So, I wanted to get like sad shit out the way. Do y'all got anything that y'all, any thoughts on that? Like, you know what I'm saying? Do y'all have
people? Prayers to the family.
Yeah, definitely
impressive. All
right, that's new to my ears.
Yeah, man, it happened, I want to say, this morning. Like, you know what I'm saying?
That shit was crazy as fuck.
Yeah, like, it's a video of it. Like, the whole shit
literally
is, like,
it's a direct
like collapse.
Video of that.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Well, I mean, this video is all of the major bridges. Like, this video, like, when you see the skyline in New York, you see the Brooklyn Bridge, when you see the Golden Gate Bridge, you see, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, like, when they do the weather in Cleveland, where it's by the Blue Bridge.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's the thing. Look, I'm gonna play some music. We're gonna get us, you know what I'm saying, up. We're gonna pick the mood up. We're gonna get into some funny shit. But I just had to send shouts out to them out there, everybody that's affected.
Prayers.
You know what I'm saying? And then we're gonna start this how I like to start it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Nice vibes. Rich, soulful. You know what I'm saying? Let me do what I do, you know? You know what's happening. Podcast, it's a real conversation with real people, real topics, real thoughts. I'm in this motherfucker chilling with the homie DJ the Chef.
Yo,
you already know, if you need something to eat, holla at my nigga DJ on these streets. I don't know why you ain't did it yet. I got Miss Gladys, never the saddest, still the baddest, no pips, and we in this bitch. Listen, we got a special guest. We got the homie DJ Boom, no Diddy. We in this motherfucker. Look, we not paying the nigga out in Philly. I'm sorry, like, nigga, you just coined the phrase, but that's DJ Boom, no Diddy, man. He did it at the same time. We don't even know. Get it? Get it back in blood. Look, we in this thing, bro. How y'all feeling, man?
I'm feeling good, man. I'm happy to be home for sure.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah, all the way from the ATL, man. I'm gonna need your expertise in a little bit. I feel like I'm gonna need your expertise in a little bit when we get into some of the other topics.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? The ATL insider would be very, very, very much.
Gotcha.
Welcome. Do you feel me?
I'm happy to be here.
Alright. Listen. We here. Look. It's March. It's March Madness. Shout out to everybody with Brandon. Shout out to everybody that knew that Kentucky was going to lose in the first round. I mean, if you knew that, you was doing all right. You feel me? I ain't having. Anyway, Caitlin Clark. Are y'all familiar with Caitlin Clark?
I sound so familiar.
No.
Caitlin Clark, the female NCAA basketball player. She broke the women's scoring record this year. She broke the Pistol Pete's all-time NCAA men's. She has the most points in NCAA history, 3,660 something.
She's a badass.
And was she in the three-point shootout with Curry?
No, that was Sabrina Ionescu. Okay. Like, okay. She coming out of college. She playing Iowa. The girl cold. Like, she can ball. Like, I'll be watching the games. Okay, so the topic and the question I got for y'all, and I guess I'm going to break some news, is that this week, I got some breaking board news. Ice Cube, the head of the Big Three League, has issued or sent Caitlin Clark an offer for $5 million playing the big three.
That's crazy.
Holy shit.
Now, the average WNBA salary for a first-year player is somewhere between this. Hold on, I got the exact numbers. Looking up. I did some research. $62,285 and $74,305. Somewhere in that range. That's is the average.
Bachelor's degree salary.
I'm not going to get into. We've already talked. We've hashed over how the WNBA doesn't get paid as much as. But I mean, they get. They just have to make more money, like, and it's and it'll happen. Like the NBA was struggling at that point in its career too. Like they almost fizzled out. So we don't even want to. But she's got a decision to make. She hasn't responded. It is a men's league. Like she would be playing with men. But she played with men or boys growing up. Like there was no girls AAU in Iowa, so she had to play against dudes, and then she became a champion.
I feel like she should accept it.
You think she should?
Yeah, and it'll be a set standard for other women in the WNBA to get bigger salaries.
For sure, it's gonna set history. Yeah, it's definitely gonna be hit to history, and she'll be the first to like. Do what she does best.
She would definitely
she's gonna break history with that.
It would be historical.
And I don't even think big three players as men get $5 million.
I'm not exactly sure how much them dudes get paid, but they're not in like their prime.
Right.
For sure. They're not in like you're their right. prime. But,
no, they're not.
They're retired.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. But
the older niggas.
That's funny as fuck.
They, you ain't ever watched it? No, they be salt and pepper as fucking that motherfucker. It's Abdul Raul. You know, he all gray. He a silver fox out there. You know what I'm saying? That's what they call him. That's what they call the older man. But Silver Foxy. He out there. Silver Foxy hooping and shit, nigga.
Definitely be
I know that nigga needs be screaming when he go home at night. he got me by at least 15 years. I know that nigga needs be screaming. He was hooping in the 90s for real.
And they still be, I feel like, for her to do that, it's like, okay, if he's signing her for 5 minutes, it's because she still go to the league? Or is he just,
I think
just
that,
big three?
I would assume that she would probably be on some amount of years contract, but after that contract, I would think that you could go to the WNBA.
Yeah, why would she go to WNBA for that salary if they haven't upped it by the time her contract?
Right, exactly.
Because
yeah.
by that time, five she's going to get another offer. It doesn't matter.
If she brings in money and he offers that money and he can see a return from bringing her in, that's why would she leave?
Why would she leave?
She wouldn't necessarily, she but would maybe she to. Wants to go get a ring against the girls in the WNBA. Maybe she, if she was dominating,
for
the,
sure.
if she gets to dominate or do really well as
that's
well
a
as she
beautiful
did,
offer.
I don't know if she could do as well it's against those dudes because she's a bit smaller.
Mm-hmm. Well, she,
and they play like some amount of physical ball. It's not just like the NBA.
But she playing with old retired NBA players, right? The big three.
Yeah,
she
but it's
against them.
It's still physical, and she's not a big girl. She's like 5'7".
I think she's around 7'7".
5'10". She ain't. She
that's ain't for a woman.
5'7", 5'10". She's
5'10". Yeah.
She's taller. She's not the tallest chick, but she's taller for a woman. Yeah. For like than an average chick, like. I don't know. I thought it would be interesting to bring up since we're sitting here talking about women and talking about some I guess girls topics. Did y'all familiar with Tyler?
Yeah,
Tyga or Tyler?
Tyla.
I just seen her.
The singer.
I just seen her first.
The
video.
Water.
Yeah.
Make me sweat.
I just seen her.
She's a hit right now. She's a hit.
Yeah,
my first time seeing her.
See, now listen, are you over 30?
Yeah.
Okay, see, listen, that's the whole thing. Online, women are mad that 30-plus-year-old men are saying that Tyla looks good because she's 21, 22, but they say that she looks like a teenager. So,
yeah.
It's weird. They say it's giving weird.
Well, I don't know what she looks like.
Yeah. I just seen that. I've seen her video before I came over here. I was at my sister's house and I seen her video and I said she's gorgeous.
Right, they gotta shut the fuck up, right?
Look at Maya.
They gotta shut the fuck up, right?
Maya, she fine. Maya's still fine.
I think they gotta shut the fuck up. Yeah.
I don't think it's a big deal. Like, she's swinging
an adult.
Like, who cares?
And that's my thing. If you an adult, but you look younger, but you're an adult, is it weird if adults like you?
All the people that say that's weird, they fucking...
If that's the way she ages. So, I mean, she's still an adult. She still has a mindset. Yeah. And she's more mature than the average... Dude, honestly, she's probably older than your 19-year-old boy. So it is what it is. I'm just saying. Like,
well, I mean, she's 21, 22, but I mean,
no, I take that back. She's probably older than your 25-year-old boy. That's what I meant to say.
She's probably old.
Mentally, like, matured. Like,
why? Because it's on fire?
No, because she's a female, for one, and they mature. Yeah, quicker.
All right, man. Did you just hear it? You heard she said
it. I don't care what you think about
it. I didn't ask them what they think about it.
Oh.
She said she put the female mature quicker than men card down.
What's that doing?
I mean, it's a difference.
I'm just saying, she's over 21, 22, which she is, because I even heard her on
she
the
says
radio
she's probably
interview.
More grown than
she's
the 25-year-old men.
That's what I said, probably. But, you know, she's most likely more mature than your average 25-year-old man.
I feel like you got to think about the gang. Aaliyah was young when she came in. Beyonce was young. Rihanna was young. Everybody was young. Now this young girl coming in. Now,
the look looks better. Everybody dressed like that and looked young back in the day. The look just looks better. That's all it is.
She's a beautiful woman.
They haters.
She's a woman, though. Yeah. She's still a woman. And either way you put it, like, you can take offense to that card, but she's a woman. She's not even a child.
She grown. She over 21, right?
She really is. But she is a beautiful woman. She really is beautiful.
So and it's my first time seeing her today. Like, I seen it a video an hour ago before I came over here. And I
seen her, too.
I seen that water video. She's making hits. I was like, damn. No, she fire.
Mm-hmm. She's okay. On the spot right now. She's definitely on the spot. She's been interviewed so many times. I'm sure her world is busy as fuck.
She fine.
Yeah. That's fair. Speaking of you coming home. Not coming home, just coming back in town type shit. Back to Cleveland. Let me bring it to the Cleveland shit. We was kind of talking about sports before this. Who y'all got in the fight? The Mike Tyson and Jake?
What? Ain't no question.
Who y'all got in the
fight? I got Mike.
You're saying Mike.
You're taking Mike Tyson.
But I've seen the way that guy fights, and it's you know, seen the way he's who younger. Fight? Both of them, actually. I've seen how Tyson has a really big reputation. So there's really no telling. It's like, it's honestly unpredictable.
If
he's older, the other one's younger. Who has more stamina? I mean, I feel like who has better speed, who has better moves. It depends on how they use their talents amongst each other. Like, you can have skills and speed, and you have skills with the hits, but can you use them the right way to your advantage on the fight? Like,
Mike still got it. You seen him training? Mike still got it.
I definitely seen him training.
What you think, bro?
I think Mike Tyson still got his moves. I think he's probably a little bit slower than he was before. Definitely. He still seems to have power and all of that. I think Mike Tyson is older, man. I think he might put some blood on his brain. Equalizer's not real. Like, that's not a real thing. Like, they wrote that script. I understand, like, when Robert De Niro and, like, Kevin Hart or Sylvester Stallone was in, like, that wasn't real neither. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, none of the movies where the old niggas was fighting was real. Yeah. Like, they was all movies. So, like, most old niggas I know, when they take a blow, like, 50+, feel that shit for a little while, you know what I'm saying?
I seen a 60.
I think he might put some blood on that motherfucker's brain. I think it might be some things and some plays that ain't supposed to be. I'm not saying he gonna win. Now, Mike still might win the fight. But is Mike gonna win after the fight? Is my question. I don't know, man. I think Jake might do something.
I'm gonna take one out of Cam and Mace book. If Mike can't knock him out in the first 4 or 5 rounds, give it to Jake, because Mike, as you said, stamina. He's older.
Yeah.
So he's looking to knock him out. if you can't get him in the first couple rounds and Jake can stand in there, mm-hmm. and he can last his duration.
Because he has that power. Yeah, because
he's young.
Has but Jake even win all of his rounds?
No.
No, he hasn't.
He hasn't. He hasn't.
No, right. He hasn't. So, who knows if he has that stamina either.
Right. But Mike Tyson got power still.
Yeah.
So, if Mike can't knock him down in them first couple rounds, he's going to get tired because he old. If Jake is standing there and...
I would never go head-to-head and stand...
Hell no.
Because all you got to do is miss one time. Up here bobbing and weaving and throwing punches.
I can only imagine.
I wouldn't do that with Mike. At 56, no.
Blow for blow? No. Well, I never go blow for blow for Mike.
That's what I'm saying. No. Like, they both have their own skills, and if they use it to their advantage... And you do make a good point. He may not have as much stamina. Yeah, he's doing good inside the ring, but how long can you do that in reality? Like a real fucking fight.
Is the fight 12 rounds? Like a real fight?
I don't know. It could be 10.
But it might be 5, might be 8.
Okay,
if they go all 8, I'll give it to Jake. If Mike can't knock him down within the first 4, it's ugly.
4 was a lot for Mike, too.
It is.
Honestly, if I'm going to be 100% real. It's not Roy Jones. Like, they was both old.
About the same age bracket, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
Roy Jones a little younger.
Just a little bit, but he was outside the 90s as well.
Jake's still in his 20s, man.
Like, Roy Jones was drinking liquor in the 90s. Niggas that was drinking liquor in the 90s don't need to be in the boxing ring, I don't think.
Yeah.
If you could drink liquor in the 90s, I don't care if you was even a little bit underage drinking liquor in the 90s. Nigga, you don't need to be in the boxing ring. Somebody gonna hurt you. Like, and it's not even because you can't box. But it's because you was drinking liquor in the 90s, and nigga, it's 2024. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just a long time from then, nigga. Like, Tommy Hilfiger is not the same, my nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right.
My fault.
No.
If I lose, you think it'll hurt his legacy?
No, not even a little bit.
Not even?
I don't think this fight counts.
Not at all.
It's just for
the same. Anybody have a belt? Jake doesn't have a belt. Nobody has nothing.
Nah.
It's just a publicity.
I think he's coming, I think he's coming in as a
people are paying to see this.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's getting paid. He's getting paid.
This is semi like, you know what it reminds me of? It's not the same storyline, clearly, but like it just reminds me of the movie Creed. Like, you just coming, what are you coming for? Like, are you coming for rep? Are you coming for like revenge? Like, obviously it's not revenge, but still, but you know what I mean? Like, it's that kind of concept. Like, you're showing off. You're gonna go in that ring to make a point.
Yeah.
And you might be coming for the end. This is a perfect switch. Did y'all fuck with Boston Market growing up?
Yeah.
I definitely did.
Very often. Boston Market.
That was just like White Castle, for sure.
It was not. Wait, I'm in a room with everybody that like White Castle?
I don't actually, in fact.
Used to.
I didn't.
I still like White Castle.
The chicken rings, I don't eat hamburgers, period. So, and they're known for their burgers.
But you ate them from White Castle?
I did.
I
ate the chicken rings.
I don't get shit now, but. And they're fried. As a kid, hell yeah, fuck with White Castle.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, but White Castle wasn't the topic. Gladys,
right? No, I'm just saying.
Boston Market.
Yeah. The whole thing was coming to an end, and Boston Market. Sad to say, y'all, it's coming to an end.
Is it really?
Boston Market has dwindled from. All right, man. I don't know. I gotta make some sounds or something. No, wait. No. Boston Market has dwindled from 300 national stores all the way down to 30 something. They just lost like a $15 million lawsuit against US Foods, who is a food supplier who they was really needed some money from so they could pay off all of their lawsuits for niggas suing them about food issues. They only got but 30 stores. They can't pay all of these people. They don't have time. They will gladly feed y'all niggas in meatloaf and rotisserie chicken. I feel like Walmart anybody that sell the rotisserie chicken for $5, them niggas at Boston Market is gonna be in there with weapons, nigga. Because y'all killed their whole shit. Like, I was thinking about it earlier after I read the article. I was like, damn, like, how did the Boston Market go under? It's them fucking $5 rotisserie chickens at Walmart and them patty pies is what the fuck it was.
Probably, yeah.
Y'all feel me? Like,
Boston Market was the shit.
Man!
It was the shit.
You know what I'm saying?
It was when did they start closing them?
I mean, clearly a while ago. Because 330 is a big drop.
Damn. That's like,
that's 270.
Blockbuster, right?
That's 270.
That means they needed to up their game because there's a lot of franchises that, you know, still up their game. You
know, nah, shit's dropping out here. Like, the chains are dropping.
That's a good point, though.
But I'm just saying, you got regular burgers in Burger King, you got regular burgers in McDonald's. Like, you can get that in the store. But obviously, they taste
that's
different.
That's why Burger King be trying to give y'all niggas tacos.
When your favorite grocery store starts selling hot food like Boston Market, there ain't no point to go to Boston Market.
That's what I'm saying.
Especially when Boston Market next door, like up in the Heights, next to Whole Foods, you go to Whole Foods.
No, it's closed.
It is?
I went to B&M's there yesterday.
You see?
Like, Boston Market is closed. I see Boston Market. I wanted it. No, no cap. I swear to God.
He said, I wanted it.
I went to B&M's because they was closed.
Damn.
Wait, in the Heights?
Yeah, Warrensville Center Road.
Oh, exactly. My Whole
Foods. My Whole Foods.
Is it B&M's over there now?
I mean, Lyndhurst. Richmond. You know, Richmond Road. Lyndhurst.
Okay, yeah.
Where BW3's.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
That Boston Market is closed down.
Okay.
Hand me that.
Yeah. And that's just like you said, people selling those shit at grocery stores, like, it's their runny fries at grocery stores.
Yeah, that's a fact.
But people still want rallies.
Yeah, because rallies be open.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you can still get them in the stores, but the restaurants themselves are still upping their game that you can't get.
Rallies, no, damn. Okay. Rallies know when to get their revenue. It's just same time Taco Bell get their shit. Between 2 and 4. Like, when niggas is hungry as shit and want to, yeah, they know what they're doing.
I just went to fucking Taco Bell and now they have the chicken empanadas. Like, I'm just saying, like, it's a real thing. They're upping the game because they know everything is getting so diverse. They're adding spice to foods, to chips, to everything, and they're like adapting to people's palates.
You call that upping the game?
I call that upping the game.
What I call that? It's niggas wiggling around trying to survive. That's what it seemed like to me.
I think Boston Market never switched their menu. And niggas was like, I can get this rotisserie, like I said, from the stove. Yeah. I can make my own mashed potatoes, mac and cheese. Boston Market ain't never changed their menu. So it was
them
like,
cinnamon apples was hitting every time, though. You know what I'm saying? This is when mom came home with the cinnamon apples. You know what I'm saying? It was a good night. You feel me? With the meatloaf?
That's a fact.
Y'all niggas don't even know, boy, with that meatloaf, you know what I'm saying? That Boston Market?
That's a fact. I love Boston Market.
Well, rest in peace, Boston Market, man.
You gotta put the sad thing at
the top. Rest in peace. Rest in peace, Boston Market, man. Like, you niggas on the way out the door, and I don't like it. Like, if something else could have went first, y'all could have took KFC. KFC was good back in the day, but they dead now. You could have took KFC. You could have took churches and KFC at the same time.
I don't really care for churches.
Yeah, leave me Popeyes.
Definitely took churches.
Hold on, churches. I'm down in Georgia. Wow. Churches, smack. I ain't going
maybe over there.
You be getting the okra, don't you? You be getting the okra, don't you?
No, I used to love Prado. I used to love Prado.
I'm talking shit. That was the shit at that church that I felt like was... No, the biggest. No, they're kind of cornering the market with that shit.
That shit go crazy. I ain't going to lie to you. I ain't going to hold you.
See, I believe it because Popeye's in Louisiana hit a whole different type of...
That shit.
That shit tastes like... It's not like... Popeye's up here is cool, and Toledo is better in Louisiana.
That's where it started.
It's like you in that racist lady house. You know what I'm saying? But she cooked that shit.
Come on, nigga, time to eat.
Louisiana fast. Yeah, she cooked that shit fast. Like, alright, y'all, man. We gonna move on to some other shit. I don't know which way y'all wanna go. I'm gonna try to see. I think I'm gonna take it back to Georgia because we got our Atlanta insider with us. Drake and Future fell out. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And I guess it was slightly under the radar, and niggas didn't notice. But like, it's out here now. I mean, can we speak to it? Like, you know what I'm saying? Is it, do you think it, like, is it word in the street? Did the city feel the shit? Is it, because it seemed like everybody in Atlanta don't fuck with him no more. Except for 21.
And I feel like
you
that's,
feel me?
That's what started the shit.
The 21 shit?
When Drake and 21 linked up and did that Her Loss album, Future feels some type of way because Drake, you my nigga. Pause. But it's like, okay, they had Drake, they did What a Time to Be Alive album, right? They were supposed to come out with a part two. But you want to get another Atlanta nigga?
Can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
You think the title Her Loss, the shit being about a chick that was fucking with Future, that Drake either smacked or was trying to smack, do you think that he was like, that was like some backhanded shit, like, oh, it's her loss, she ain't fucking with me? It started off with Rich Nigga Flex.
Rich Flex. I mean,
cause everybody be talking about Drake and Future, and like Future album, he came in talking about Drake.
Yeah.
But I see them in different levels.
Right. Right.
Now, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Not to say the Future ain't major.
Yeah, I get you.
Drake just seemed like a little bit bigger.
I feel like,
Pause.
If these niggas beefing over a female, that shit corny.
See, but I don't think it's like over the female. Like, I think it's over the fact that, like, all right, so look, see, I got some niggas with me. Gladys, you're gonna have to, like, you might have to sit this portion out.
I'm cool for a with second. That. Like, I'm listening.
When Justin said, well, I mean, you here too.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, if it's dudes, and we gonna talk about, like, you know, times when niggas was younger, running around doing whatever niggas was doing, just understanding what take place outside.
Just
if you know your mans, like, you got somebody you cool with, you got your mans. Like, it ain't necessarily like you ain't coming from the mud, but that's your mans. Like, y'all either got money together, y'all somehow have some amount of affiliation, y'all done kicked it, y'all, you know, y'all have a bond to a degree. If your man's got a roster or people that he's got his eye on or that he's dealing with, you got people that you got your eye on or that you're dealing with, y'all are aware of these things, y'all have had times. If your homie go after one of your things, it's not necessarily about the thing, necessarily.
It's a respect thing.
Right.
And it's just like, you know who off limits, and you know.
But was that discussed that she was off limits?
That's the point.
Well, okay, so this is my thing. This is my question. Like, because I'm a huge Drake fan, but like, if it goes the way that it seems like, because I don't necessarily know, like, you know what I'm saying? But it seemed like Future had a chick and Drake did something. Drake did something. He ain't start the album calling that nigga a hater and being fake. And then I don't trust you. And Metro didn't shoot the gunshot 17 times. They ain't put every sample about trusting niggas and why I don't trust them and corny rappers and stop making that corny music. They ain't say all of that shit for nothing.
For nothing. My thing is, if Future really on that, that's not Future type. That's not Future vibes, man. Future that nigga, like, he the main nigga, be like, fuck these hoes. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
but he still be crying over Sierra sometimes. A little bit. Just a little bit. He put it like it was heavy. Now he just put a little Salt Bae hint of that shit in there. But
Future be taking niggas females too.
But do you feel like that's like...
That's
like hurt people. Ooh, I lost my bitch. I'm going to take your bitch.
That's cool. Niggas know what females off limits if they had a discussion. Niggas know who's off limits.
Well, I think that there is an amount of, I can understand Future being upset like with somebody. And I can also understand Future trying to figure out how to be upset with somebody and still try to act like I'm not upset. Because that's what the album sounds like. Like, hey, I'm cool and I'm not upset with you. But also, I just don't fuck with you. Because you a fuck fake ass fraud ass bitch ass nigga, because you tried to fuck with my bitch, you know what I'm saying? And you know we share bitches, but you're not my, and you're not my nigga, and you know I got money too, and you know nigga I'm that nigga, but I'm really not mad though, like I'm just cool.
But you are, hey,
Kendrick, get on the verse. You know what I'm saying? Wait a minute, nigga.
That's too much. All right, that was a good point, bro. I'm gonna say this, and I'm gonna leave you alone. Matter of fact, I got seven things. I'm glad you brought it up. I ain't no chat, bro.
It's a deep combo.
Eminem had a song like 5 years ago, and I heard it a couple days ago.
Okay.
And he said, Eminem, verbatim, he said, Drake, he gonna turn on you.
Oh, yeah. I seen that quote.
You seen that quote, right? Look at Drake put on, he put Future on, he put Lil Baby on, he put Kendrick, he was on his hit. Poetic Justice. Drake put a lot of these niggas on.
Drake did a thing where when Drake was the biggest, them niggas all fucked with him. That's why the Future thing in the beginning, like hate written all over you, fake written all over you, like you a fake friend. And I don't even understand how you can be mad at you. Like, nigga, all y'all niggas is under Drake. Like,
For sure.
Everybody's under Drake.
Yeah.
Like, at least in, like, the sales and shit. So when you, like, throw that nigga on your song, or when he throw you on his song, that was that nigga doing you a favor. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it could do him a favor as well, but the favor for you is just bigger. It means more to you.
Definitely.
It's like Drake, I think I want to say Drake gave the 21, like, a Ferrari or something. When he was like 1 to 2 million, 3 to 8 million in my bank account. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, beginning.
Yeah. And I feel like now it's, niggas gotta choose sides.
Everybody seem to choose Future side.
Life, man. I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead. Do your thing, bro. Do your thing. Shit, we'll take it. Alright. That's a punch here. We back, y'all. So everybody, I was saying everybody under Drake. So, like, everything that Drake do is a favor. Like, you know what I'm saying, to everybody. So it just seemed weird to me when Future is mad at, like, all y'all under Drake. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's always gonna be a look from the big dog. And honestly, that nigga gonna think he can have anything.
Yeah, and I feel like
that's why everybody seemed to want to throw shots at him.
They want to throw shots at him because I feel like his run was been so successful.
It's
and undefeated.
It's unparalleled.
Now they throwing rocks.
They've been the whole time. Like, to push the conversation forward, I'm wondering why Kendrick Lamar didn't seem to throw no shots at J. Cole, and they just all seem to be not. I mean, he said for y'all on first person shooter need to like have 3 sticks or whatever. Yeah, cool. But everything seemed like. The Prince lived longer than Mike Jack. Like, your best work is life. Everything seemed to be about Drake. Because, J. Cole's best work ain't a light back.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I feel like.
It's not light.
I feel like because Kendrick and Cole was supposed to come out with a collab album.
Supposedly they were.
Right?
I never heard either of them say that, but I've heard the internet say it.
They did a song on each other's verse. I'm pretty sure y'all heard that.
I don't want to interrupt you, but I'm with a J. Cole line.
Mm-hmm.
When he said, I'm seeing niggas put my name in the tweets. I'm letting it rock because I love the mystique.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm reading that shit and I'm sucking my teeth and I'm letting that shit rock because I love the mystique.
Right. That's
I ain't never heard that nigga say that he was going to be on the album with Kendrick.
Yeah.
Imagine how mad you might get if you don't necessarily like that nigga on the other coast, and everybody keeps saying that you supposed to do an album with him and they like it, like, and you might be mad. Yeah. Like,
and Kendrick, he said, he really ain't this cold, but he like, I feel like he's saying, what size you want to pick? You teaming up with this nigga, but we supposed to be like this. But
Kendrick always dug J. Cole's smoke. on the Jeezy song when J. Cole got on there.
American Dream.
And he went J. Cole on that bitch, right? And what Kendrick do? He went singing Kendrick. He went like high low Kendrick. Like, you know what I'm saying? He ain't go bars Kendrick. He went high low Kendrick.
I think they both being biased. Towards Drake. Well, not Kendrick. Not Kendrick. Kendrick going all the smoke with Drake.
I think the Kendrick duck and smoke with J. Cole.
But J. Cole the only one that could go toe to toe.
With Kendrick?
Yeah. In the game.
Yeah, so that means he duck and smoke. He trying to what? He trying to
man you talking out? About Cole duck and smoke?
No. Kendrick duck and the Cole. Yeah. Cole been out here saying, I'm the one.
Yeah.
On the first person shooter?
He said,
on the first person, fuck his verse. This nigga came in. Yeah. The song start off, you don't even, it's a Drake song.
Yeah.
It telltale sign, you normally supposed to hear the nigga whose song it is first.
Facts.
And they say something first and then somebody else rap. But you know it's their song.
Yeah.
This song come on, it's Cole say, pew, pew, pew. Then he get, as somebody to write, he don't even get into a beginning, like, of a verse. He just give you a bar. For the niggas they say they want office, they better be talking about working in cubicle. And Kendrick the only nigga I know that said he want to murder the whole generation of niggas. He said, I want to murder every one of these niggas. Famous,
right?
I don't want they core fans to want to hear not another word, not a bird from these niggas.
That's a fact. But you know what?
Who is Cole talking to then?
Kendrick.
Then he said, "I'm for niggas debating my spot, I'm not the three, I'm not the two, I'm the numero you and up.
Yeah.
So why the fuck ain't Kendrick talking to Cole?
And I feel like he don't want that smoke. And
because he ducking smoke.
Joe Budden said that too. He said, this nigga Kendrick talk about everybody, but he don't mention that nigga Jermaine Cole.
He mentioned his name in control.
That nigga said he did. And I think that's what started.
He mentioned his name in control.
And I feel like J. Cole so humble, he put them niggas above him. But he know, like, nigga, I feel like Muhammad Ali.
J. Cole did a thing that I don't necessarily like, and I've been on this podcast saying for many years. I think that J. Cole rap really, 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 really well. I'm not saying I necessarily have the guys plan for how he was supposed to do it. So, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm just a critic on the side. Like, it's just somebody that's a fan of this hip-hop shit. And also got bars, so I feel like I can talk about other niggas with bars. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, because at the end of the day, if anything ever happened, like, I at least can have my own bars. Like, I'm not saying yours ain't better. Niggas in the NBA, but I can shoot a jump shot.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
J. Cole did a thing where his shit was, it seemed to be really based in, like, being one with the people. But then he did a thing where he, like, started rapping about money a little bit. He started rapping about shooting guns. He had a whole album from the drug dealer perspective. He got on the mumble rapper, and then he talked bad about the mumble rappers. And then he got on all the prominent mumble rapper song and tried to out-rap them. Then he went over to the rappity rap niggas and tried to feature them to death. And he's featured us to death for the past 5 years and just phenomenal. Like, I mean, and it's easy to write a verse on somebody else's shit. You just write some fly ass shit and flagrant shit, and you don't even give a fuck. Because who the fuck coming to North Carolina to try to fight you? Nobody. It's J. Cole. You don't get no points for trying to go fight J. Cole. See, he'll say whatever the fuck you want to say on your shit. And you just gonna like it because he got the reputation of making some shit hot. Cool. But I feel like if you Kendrick and you say fuck the big three, nigga, it's just big me, nigga, then I feel like you should probably want to have something to say to that nigga.
It's on a poppin' now. It's up in smoke.
Am I tripping?
It's up in smoke now.
Like, Drake's supposed to be dropping something on Friday, the 29th.
Words.
Drake's supposed to be dropping something, but it's not necessarily a project. It's not necessarily a full-length project, but it was a list of full of shit that was supposed to be coming out this week, and Drake is one of them.
That's what's up. I ain't
here. So the 29th, we supposed to maybe get something from Drake. I don't know if or when Jermaine Cole is dropping.
Futures.
Or just anything. Yeah. Just anything. Because he, like, you in album mode, I mean, you in the studio. I mean, you got some time. You probably got some extra beats that you're not necessarily using. You might got some aggressive ones. Mm-hmm. Whatever. Future is supposed to be dropping another album, Metro, and I don't think they done with Drake yet. I don't think they done
with Harvey. No, they got ammo.
I don't think they done with Harvey. Because he's still not mad about Shorty, but I still think he might have something to say.
Do you think Drake gonna respond to Future?
Yeah, Drake's King Petty. He's gonna respond. I think there's gonna be like
the outcome of that.
So like my thing is this. Like as a Drake fan, and then I'll give you an objective. As a Drake fan, I would like to think that there's a God level Drake diss coming that surpasses Back to Back and Summer 16, and he just comes and I don't know, maybe it'll be like a timestamp. In this time, maybe it'll be like 7:36 in like, you know what I'm saying? Like, in a random ass spot. In Toronto, Larry. You know what I mean? He gonna go home for this one.
Yeah.
I don't know where he's gonna go. Like, you know what I'm saying? 8:42 on the Degrassi set. Like, I don't know. Like, I just wanna hear Drake. Yo, 8:42 from wheelchair Jimmy's chair. Like, nigga, no, I'm about to handicap these niggas.
3:16
like,
in Houston.
You know what I'm saying? 3:16, right. You know what I'm saying? Something. I just need the. I want to know when and where. I hope it's on one of those, and I would like him to just address everybody.
For sure.
Everybody, but objectively speaking, I don't know. Drake hasn't really rapped super tenaciously in a good 7 years.
Seven?
Five. Oh, when did Scorpion come out?
2019. Five.
And I know he was writing before that. So
About
5-6 years when he was writing somewhat tenaciously.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I don't know. You got to get back in it.
He definitely do.
We'll see. You got to leave the bitches alone. Get off the hookah. Really really lock in. Get him some Hennessy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Drake get back on Hennessy and stop wearing them goofy ass old, I don't know.
Well, the shit he been performing in, the motherfucking goddamn
snow outfits,
man, bro.
Ski outfits,
yeah.
Motherfucker look like he wearing like Backstreet Boy shit from back in the 90s, but oversized. Man. I don't know. I don't want to talk about Drake no more. Y'all ready for the? Y'all ready? For the, y'all ready to talk about the shits? Wait a minute. No, we need better music for this. No, actually. No. More breaking news! This nigga Diddy is gone, y'all. Diddy is out of this bitch. He left. They came to the house with Homeland Security, and he left. He was gone. He said, Nick, y'all ever seen Atlanta when Cat Williams got out of that bitch? He was gone, nigga. It was video of him on the other coast, you know what I'm saying? And then they said he was in the Caribbean. Yeah, he about to be. I think he's gonna be the Russell Simmons in a second. Yep. In Bali, they gonna kick it and do yoga.
He got. Yo.
Hey, what's up?
Yo. This shit, wow.
B flat, B major.
It's crazy.
C major.
Go ahead, bro.
I feel like it's crazy because apparently he was tipped off. Hey,
you don't think if you got that much money, you should be tipped off?
Yeah, wait, nigga. You gotta go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I get it. I just think it's funny. I think it's funny, like, he left everybody in that bitch.
He didn't when you gotta go, you gotta go. You ever see Players Club?
You gotta go.
Did Bernie Mac go get nobody? No, he ran in that wall where the locker was. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's about to be some trouble. Shottown, nigga. Didn't he know what's
that,
up?
He hopped on that jet.
Didn't he was out the night? You don't think he seen Players Club? That nigga know when it's time to go, DJ. Did
he? He got that pay.
Nigga, that's Diddy, bro.
Y'all think he did everything they talking about?
No Diddy, but that's Diddy, bro.
Diddy did it.
All of this shit, I don't know. It's starting to look like all of this shit might be true.
But you know what, though?
Right. Every last word.
It's
like,
crazy. I feel like majority, he did that shit. Me personally.
But I feel like majority.
But you know, they like they pick up. I feel like he ain't do what these people told him to do. And you know when you don't do what you're supposed to do, sacrifice or whatever. I'ma come at you. I'm a assassinate your character. They did Mike Jack the same way. Mm-hmm. They did a lot of people.
You think you're supposed to go to jail?
The same way. R. Kelly the same way. All type of shit. You know what I mean? Yo.
Let me test. Let me try that out one time. But I don't want to loop all of everybody in together because everybody is slightly different to me. Although I do think that there is an overarching theme of people being
strung around like puppets.
Well, there's people being involved in different things and having different affiliations. Like Cat Williams talk about a lot of this shit. Well, he talks about different shit. And people always talk about the Illuminati and all this, that, and the third. And I don't know about none of that and all of that. But I do think that there's a way that you could, like, fall in line with people that's doing some corrupt shit and, like, not have a way out. Like, they say Diddy was Clive Owens, a young boy, when he first got when he first got in the industry. Yeah. So, like, what we were talking about, I think, off mic, like, hurt people. Like, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes, like, that's just what's going to take place. I didn't want to get serious about it. I wanted to, like, be more funny about, like, do y'all think Carisha was in the house? Was she in the house? I don't think Meek was there. But did y'all think?
I think Meek was there. After reading that one thing about they can't disclose his name, but he's a Philadelphia rapper that used to date Nicki Minaj. Oh, okay.
We know, like, also, it's been wild shit this week online. Before, like, a day or two before, I feel like that shit came out. It was supposedly, like audio leaked to them niggas having sex.
Yeah, I think that was AI. I don't believe it.
I don't know what it, I think it was gay porn or some shit, but that shit sounded nuts.
It was nuts.
That shit sounded insane. I feel bad about myself for clicking it, but when I seen it, I was like, no, I gotta hear if this nigga sound like me, though. Like, that shit sound crazy.
That shit sounded crazy.
Like, the sick side of my curiosity was like, yeah, I gotta press the button.
No, I played it a couple times, but that sounded like AI to me.
It was nuts.
But who would get that footage?
That he questioned that because I literally asked myself,
I heard a nigga that say he put his phone into the door and like I got the footage. Like, stop capping, dog.
That might be the. What? That might
How
be
did
the
you title. Get the footage? Oh, no. Like, who got the footage? That footage? Yeah, like
no, that's funny as fuck.
So people hold candles.
No, you know, people be trying to like.
They hold candles in this bitch.
Like, people know that somebody prominent is gay or doing things that like they not. Portrayed is doing, they probably gonna try to do it for money. I can see that. Mm-hmm. I can see that take. People be doing some sick shit. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that Diddy didn't do sick shit and didn't do wild shit. And I'm not mad if he did like bisexual shit or do whatever. Do whatever you do, bro. The whole thing, I wanna ask y'all, R. Kelly got arrested by the feds, right? Like, everybody had federal, it was Fed, FBI. Police in a city, right? Why the fuck was Homeland Security in this shit?
I don't think it was trafficking, was it? Was R. Kelly's thing? It wasn't trafficking.
No, it wasn't trafficking. Yes, it was. Diddy's caught for trafficking.
Trafficking, right.
R. Kelly wasn't for...
Yes, it was. It was for trafficking. It was going across state lines with women. Yeah, like... Now, Diddy... I know Diddy's supposed to have a drug mule.
Yeah, the basketball player, supposedly, allegedly.
You seen the picture of him?
Yeah, the white boy.
Yeah. I don't remember his name. Oh, fuck, what was his name? I'm gonna call him Dale. Listen, Dale looked nuts. Like,
it's his drug mule, that's what they call him.
He looked like a Dale, though. Like, he looked like, I don't know. And, like, his college basketball picture, he looked like, Dale might got some game. But the Lamar shot? Why Diddy was fucking with Dale like that? Like, why he was doing that to Dale? Like, why he did that to Dale?
He probably groomed him too.
What? No, he definitely did. Ever since I seen that video of him, like, aggressively, like, but not physically aggressively, but just intimidatingly aggressive to get Justin Bieber.
Man, I don't want to call me no more. We don't hang out like we used to hang out.
Like, he's like, I mean, you don't call my number. Bro. You don't. He was shook.
Hey, that too. Y'all seen the drink champs with Fabulous and Genius?
Oh my god!
Like, calling niggas daddy.
Yeah, you ain't keeping with me, daddy. Like,
you gotta come what? Party with
you
me, daddy.
Nigga, you ain't partying with me. Daddy. I like when you feel like that, daddy.
This nigga Fab like we kissing for my B-Day already. He like, yeah,
no, we ain't kicking, but
we ain't
like,
really party, daddy.
Yeah, what the fuck?
No, I'm good.
They was shit like,
they was looking at the nigga like,
that's different. Like,
for real though, that's wicked.
No, that's different. That's just no. That's
wicked.
Man,
that's suspect as fuck. That's suspect. No, we don't kick it like we. I mean, we ain't really kick it like that, daddy.
We ain't really party like that, daddy.
Party like that,
daddy. I don't want to know
another nigga daddy, bro.
Don't call me daddy and say that we ain't party like that at the end of the same sentence. Like, you know what I'm saying? If you gonna, like, use daddy, like, you know what I'm saying? I don't necessarily like it. But don't put it in the same sentence with we didn't party, daddy.
Yeah.
I don't like that. Yeah. Like, my cousin in Michigan, he, like, you know, in Detroit, they say baby. Right, like, there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Some people like, what's up, my baby? Yeah. Like, yeah. First time it was like, whoa. But then he kept saying, it was like, all right, that's just a slang. All right, that's cuz, whatever. But if he was like, man, you ain't partying with me like that, my baby, it was going to be like, all right, cuz, listen. I know you're from Michigan and all, but like, we party just enough, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But you feel me?
Yeah.
Like, I just feel like that's a nuts thing to say. It's a nuts thing to say.
That's overboard.
That's some Diddy shit.
No Diddy though.
No Diddy though. And I'm saying
no Diddy though.
I had my
just switching to Boom No Diddy.
I was Boom Diddy since I was in high school.
Just switching to Boom No Diddy. That shit smooth. It flows still.
Nah.
It is. You want to take it all the way?
I want to take it all the way.
He said, no, I'm to pause. I'm pause.
Yeah, okay, I'll do it all the way.
Pause. He's cool. Yeah.
Pause. No, but to take it all the way off. Like, pause.
That's my identity. You feel me? Yeah. So now you making.
No, I feel
you. I had it first, but he more.
All right, did you come up with a nickname or somebody call you that?
Our hood gave me that name.
Because you got to get your nickname.
Yeah.
When we were just talking about that the other day, like, you can't make
The hood gave me that name.
You gotta get, yeah.
I mean, but it is who you are. That doesn't make you who he is.
Yeah, but
like, you know?
That's a fact, but I ain't with that.
That's
shit.
Like saying all so-and-sos are like this. They're not. You are, fact. You know, the label. Oh,
man.
Like, it is what it is.
Yeah.
But you're not P. Diddy, so it's a difference.
Yeah,
like,
but you know, this day and age, they're like, oh, Diddy, oh.
But that's where we got it from.
No, I get it. I feel like
that's where we all got it from.
I get
Diddy.
It.
Diddy? Like, niggas wasn't saying Diddy before Diddy. No Diddy, though.
Yeah.
Like, no Diddy.
But no, it was not great.
I'm just
great.
Saying, I feel like everybody has different nicknames.
I'm really sad.
When a celebrity has fucked up their reputation, that kind of reputation, it kind of fucks you up because you're like,
yeah.
I am this. I'm definitely not that, though.
Facts.
Like,
yeah, facts. You just got switch. You just got, yeah.
I mean, you stay with it and be yourself. Like, it doesn't, I'm always gonna be boom for sure. But no, I got this man, boom today. See, like, if you go back to your homeboys, they're not gonna see that. They're gonna see. No, they still call me that. Exactly, they don't see that. No, you already get everybody at the party, like, you got to stop the music.
Hey, yo, listen, y'all. Look, I love all of y'all, and I know y'all love me, but look, it's gotta be the end of Boom Diddy, y'all.
Yeah.
Like, and that's when you hit him with the new joke. It's no just Diddy. Boom or like
Boom No Diddy.
Boom No Diddy. So, you know what I'm saying?
You just said no. You literally just said
I did,
no.
But I'm a still. It's
kind
DJ
of funny
Boom
just
now.
To put it that
I'm
way.
Not.
Yeah.
But
you
I know
Boom
still,
sounds smooth too, though.
Yeah,
like,
that's cool. But I love the Diddy part. That was the hood gave me that.
But no Diddy though.
Like, but no Diddy. It's I gotta rest in peace.
It's gonna be tough to let Diddy go. Pause. Like, you know what I'm saying? I feel like this our third time like really reporting on Diddy, talking about it on the pod. Outside of Kanye, I don't really feel like
they gonna catch him.
Diddy? You think they gonna catch him? No, they not.
Why wouldn't they?
Cause he's rich.
So
what? So is R. Kelly.
No. See, no. But the thing about R. Kelly is R. Kelly told you, like, right before he got caught and all of that, like, he made that 19-minute song where he said,
yeah.
I didn't get paid and I can't read and these niggas playing me.
He was telling on himself.
And these bitches that was 19 and a little bit under 19, they just feeling me. Like, so whatever he said, something like that. Like,
that was crazy.
So he was not, no, he's not in the same position that Diddy's in. Diddy owned a whole TV station. Like, you know what I'm saying?
He sold it.
But, okay, so he owned, so you get the money from selling it. R. Kelly ain't never sold the fucking TV
station. He's selling everything to get away. The cheapest money.
He ain't never sold the TV station in his life.
Man, that nigga know what's going on.
Did he know what he gonna do? He gonna go to
he's selling everything. I need all the money I can get.
He gonna go to a country, like Russell Simmons. He gonna go to a country where the American dollar is like quadruple what it's worth here, and it's tropical. Mm-hmm. And he just gonna have to look at off spray because they gonna have crazy mosquitoes over there.
And just fall off the face of the earth.
Yeah, we gonna hear about him on the internet. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know, I guess if it's worth
Russell Simmons still be on the internet. I just seen a picture with him and Usher. And all of them girls doing yoga right after the Super Bowl.
Wow. I didn't see it.
Yeah, Usher went right over to see Russell after the Super Bowl. But I hit the biggest stage. Y'all can't lock me out of nothing now, nigga. I can go see my nigga in battle.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, all right. You know. Y'all got anything to say to these people before we get up out of here? No.
Eat, drink, and love, people.
That's a fact.
Peace and love.
That's right. That's DJ Boom, no Diddy. The name might change later, but listen, it's still Boom.
It's still boom. I appreciate y'all for having me here, man.
But man, well, I appreciate you for talking about, man. Sure. It's big love. Like, whenever DJ brings somebody by, it's always love. I feel like
this is my brother, man.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I feel like niggas family.
Happy birthday to my brother. Birthday.
Yeah, big shout out to you. Happy birthday. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Aries season.
Happy birthday. Appreciate weekend's y'all. Coming Thank up. You get to you. Like party like a fucking rock star for real.
Yeah. There you go.
It's your girl Gladys. Stay safe out there and just go with the flow like I do.
That's a fact. I'm going to tell you, talk to your loved ones. Love them where you love them. Drink water. Always keep it positive. But if the motherfuckers force you to go bad, if they force you to flee the country, if they force you to leave your children and all of your assets in your family's names that you can't take with you, do it quick and fuck some shit up, my nigga. But no Diddy, though.
The feds was coming in. He hopped on a plane and he flew out while the feds was coming in. Look at the old...
Oh, when they was driving backwards and shit.
They said he predicted his future. That's crazy.
Oh, niggas is nuts. They say that art imitates life.
They said he wasn't on the plane when they got to the plane.
They say that art... Well, no, because if he was there when they was there, nigga, I'm off this plane by now. He probably got a parachute and shit.
That nigga got so much money, he gone.
I'm trying to tell y'all, the texturized hair look different to me now. Like, it just hit different, like, nowadays. Like, I'ma miss Diddy, y'all. Diddy was one of my favorite entertainers. Like, he's one of my favorite entertainers.
The 90s, early 2000s.
Nigga, yesterday. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
No way. Man, he had that shit for the early
2000s, bro. Diddy? I don't think I understand. Like, I was a very big Diddy fan. Like,
yeah.
I did a report on Sean John, nigga.
Yeah.
In school, like, this shit hurt my heart.
What you think about him and Tupac and Biggie? Do you think he put the money on their heads to get them out of here?
People say that. Like, people say that.
Yeah, I was watching a few videos. I'm not.
Did y'all listen to the Suge Knight podcast from jail?
I feel like that's just like a whole bunch of rumors type shit.
Listen to that shit. I'm telling you, whenever y'all got free time,
it seems like it will maybe be entertaining.
It is. I'm telling you, bro.
It seems like it'll be entertaining.
It gives you insight on everything from NWA, Death Row, all that shit.
Yeah, but do you believe Suge Knight in jail?
It's interesting. I ain't gonna lie to you, bro.
There you go. All right, I can roll with it as long as I know that I don't think
it's Collect Call from Suge Knight. It's on YouTube.
That's a good name. That's a fucking good name.
It's like 10 episodes. He talk about from how they started from Pop, from Snoop, the Dre, the.
That's a fucking good name. Collect Call from.
Bro, I'm telling y'all. I listen to that shit at work while I'm working on the AirPods. Nigga, that shit is crazy. And you gonna be thinking like, damn, I remember this shit. And the shit started to make sense. I ain't saying what he say is right, but it makes sense. I'm telling you, just
all we be asking for is to make it make sense.
Make it make sense.
Yeah, but I'm just telling connect you, the dots. I ain't saying they gotta be the truth.
But I'm saying it makes sense.
Look. I'm telling you. I don't watch an episode or a series on TV for less.
Yeah.
I don't watch it for less. I'll watch a documentary, but I'll watch some straight bullshit for less. Yeah, for sure.
I love your shit.
That shit
is nice. He's saying they got receipts like Cat Williams.
No, he got no. Cat Williams on there. Wait, too.
I'll watch that shit twice, and I know Cat Williams.
Cat Williams is locked up with Suge Knight. He got it, and Cat Williams had one episode with him. Bro, that shit raw as hell. No cap.
Oh, wait, he was locked up with him recently, and they did
it. Yeah.
Oh, this shit nuts.
Like, it's called Collect Call.
With Suge Knight. Is it just him, or he got like a co-host in jail, like his cellie in there?
No, he got a person outside the podcast. He calling the dude.
Oh, it's really a Collect Call?
Yeah. It's like 40 minutes every episode. And it's shit.
That's
deep.
Fire.
Bro.
That's fire.
He talking about the old Snoop murder case. He talking about Pop Def. He talking about Diddy. He talking about Bad Boy. He talking about.
How was the audio? There's an audio.
It's clear.
But do it sound like
it sound like you want to cut the call for real. And then you know how they be like, you got 15, 20 seconds
left. Yeah.
No, it's real.
Damn.
That shit raw.
That's
shit.
That's kind of fire. That's a dope ass concept.
Y'all listen to it.
I want
to
do like I want to have like another like. Like, I'm always do, it's not even a podcast, like, you know what I'm saying? But I want to be able to do another art. I'm really trying to interview the mayor. I ain't even going to stunt with you. I'm trying to interview the mayor.
Get him.
I just got a lot of schedules done. I got to get, like, Dwight to shoot. Like, I didn't already talk to him about it, but, like, yeah, so we just got a lot of schedules down. But I really want to get the mayor. But I don't necessarily... I feel like there should be a different leg for that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like there should be... it could be on Not Even a Podcast. I feel like we shoot the shit a lot. I feel like if the mirror come on, I might have to, like...
tone it down.
Well, yeah, I'm like...
Like, more political?
Well, I mean, I'm probably have to wear khakis.
Type shit.
Or, like, you know what I'm saying? I might wear a sweatsuit, but, like, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna bring them to the hood. Like, I'm gonna have to get, like, a little different visual shit for it. Like, it ain't just the regular pod. Like, I feel like so, but I want to be able to do different pods. But like, I think that idea is like, it's dope. I don't necessarily want to do a collect call with Suge, but I think it's cool different ways to get the content.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Or just had the conversations, because like conversations is had everywhere. Like,
what about the Zoom?
People, it's been done before. I don't like, not to say the podcast haven't been done before, and so for me, like, I kind of started it because, like, honestly, if you ever around me, it's gonna be a conversation. We're gonna do a survey, we're gonna talk about some shit. What you think is the best? In my college apartment, like, DJ could tell you there wasn't nothing but the podcast, like, you know what I'm saying? There wasn't nothing but like a vibe, people talking about different shit, like, you know what I'm saying. Having some time, so like it was just like it just made sense, like, you know what I mean?
No, I salute y'all. What y'all doing, man? I salute,
no, I salute. Like, I appreciate
it. Every time he posts it, I watch it every episode.
I appreciate them like a lot, like, you know what I'm saying, for rocking with it. Like,
and bro told me to come on. I was excited, like, shit, bro, for sure.
You already know, man.
Man, it's my brethren, man. Shit.
That's it, you already know, there, man. Yes, fam, I'm gonna get your info and all of that. Before we get up out of here, it's gonna be some little extra shit.